Well, it's really nice to see so many old friends at the Philadelphia Folk Festival. And it gives me great pleasure to introduce somebody who's an honor to be able to sing a song that I have sung thousands of times in my life, and to be able to sing with Tom Paxton is a real honor. I've never done it before. And please give a welcome to one of Philadelphia's oldest friends, Tom Paxton. Come on up here.
Oh, it's not on. Oh, now it is. All right.
Here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy.
Help us sing it.
Here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. He was a man and a friend always. Stuck with me in a hard old days. Never cared if we had no toes. Rambled around in the rain and snow. And here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. Here's to you, my rambling.
Town, we chanced to stray. We thought we'd try to work one day. The boss said he had room for one. Said my old pal, we'd rather bum.
And here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy.
Late one night in a hobo camp, the weather it was cold and damp. He got the chills and he got them bad, and they took the only friend I had. And here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. Here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. He left me here to ramble on. My rambling pal is dead and gone. If when we die we go somewhere, bet you a dollar he's rambling there. And here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy. Here's to you, my rambling boy. May all your rambling bring you joy.
Thank you, Michael. Michael Cooney. Thank you, everybody. Mike and I met in Tucson in 1963, old friends. When I first wrote this next song, I thought it was strictly a New York City song. I mean, I couldn't understand that this song would be applicable anyplace else, but since I've been singing it around the country, I have found that the rot has spread. And that that no corner of the country is free of this contagion. So it's too late to do anything about it, but at least I can sing a song of woe. As I went out one evening down Columbus Avenue, the sushi bars were shuttered and the dark cantinas too. I stood there in the darkness as an empty cab rolled by, when all at once I heard the sound of yuppies in the sky. The hurricane. Someone will explain that to me later, I guess. Did a yuppie just show up or something? The herd came down Columbus for as far as I could see. The men were wearing polo and the women wore esprit. Each yuppie had a Walkman, and as each one passed me by, I saw their sad expressions and I heard their mournful cry. Condos for sale, condos to buy, the yuppies in the sky. Everybody else now, ready? Condos for sale, condos to buy, the yuppies in the sky. Each one was wearing running shoes upon the ghostly deck, and each one had a cotton sweater wrapped around the neck. They all held out their credit cards and tried in vain to buy, but all the stores were shuttered to the yuppies in the sky. A condos for sale, condos to buy, yuppies in the sky, yuppie-yay. I'd seen them in commercial sailing boats and playing ball, pouring beer for one another, crying, why not have it all? Now I saw the ghostly progress down Columbus Avenue. I heard their cry for mercy, and it chilled me through and through. A condos for sale, yeah! Condos to buy, the yuppies in the sky. All the salad bars were empty, all the quiche Lorraine was gone. I heard the yuppies crying as they vanished in the dawn, calling brand names to each other as they faded from my view. They'll be networking forever down Columbus Avenue. Condos for sale, condos to buy, the yuppies in the sky. Once more. Condos for sale, condos to buy, the yuppies in the sky. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Thank you. I want to dedicate this next song to all of those of you who have guitars, particularly my fellow traveling musicians. This is for you. Because perhaps some of the rest of you don't realize that at least 90% of the time, we're not allowed to take our guitars on board the planes as cabin baggage. We're forced to check them in as ordinary luggage, unless, of course, we would like to buy a seat for the guitar. They always offer that option with a straight face. But let's get serious. We're forced to check them in as luggage, and we see them go down the conveyor belt and through the rubber flaps, and we hear maniacal laughter in the back room, and we know we're not going to have a good day after all. Well, I've tried everything. I've tried throwing little plastic ukuleles on the conveyor belt
as a propitiatory gesture, hoping that while they're chewing that up, my guitar will sneak by safely. Well, it finally happened. They got me, and I had to write this song. I want to dedicate it to the airline which so richly deserves it. Because I don't know how you feel, but I personally don't believe in carrying a grudge. I believe in revenge. This is a true story. Flying through the Michigan skies with a song in my innocent heart, I placed myself in professional hands, masters of the traveler's art. When I opened my guitar case at the end of the beautiful flight, I'm sure you can imagine my feelings as I beheld this beautiful sight. Thank you, Republic Airlines, for breaking the neck on my guitar. I arrived to do a concert with the Kingston Trio, opened my guitar case with a smile con brio. Thank you, Republic Airlines, what a joy to the musician you are. What a zest you've added to pedestrian skies. It was boring to be flying where the wild goose flies, but the tedium was broken by your wonderful surprise when you broke the neck on my guitar. Thank you, Republic Airlines, for treating my instrument with care. There could be no greater happiness for the musician than to find his instrument in this condition. Ho, ho, Republic Airlines, in the firmament of travel, you're a star. For you treat each piece of baggage like a child of your own. When you come across an instrument, it drops like a stone. May you waken every morning with a new broken bone, like you broke the neck on my guitar. Well, I've been traveling most of my life, and the thrill is a long time gone. And the sight of another DC-10 just fails to turn me on. But I feel my heart start pounding when I get to the baggage claim. And when I see how you handled my instrument, the thrill is still the same. Thank you, Republic Airlines, for splintering the neck on my guitar. My guitar case was so strong that nothing could go through it. Way to go, Republic, only you could do it. Crash, bang, Republic Airlines, in the field of demolition you'll go far. For you took it as a challenge when I turned my case, and you saw the fragile stickers glued all over the place. May a team of mad flamenco dancers do to your face what you did to the neck on my guitar. There could be no satisfaction greater than if you should be the next to go the way of Braniff. Thank you. You can roll a little of the bass off, would you? Thank you very much. Well, I deduce what's happening, and I suppose you heard that Republic was bought up last week by Northwest Airlines, and so it is no more. And I like to think I had something to do with that. This is a song about a man I think probably graced the stage of the Philadelphia Folk Festival in the first year or two. He's been gone now quite a few years, but a lot of us remember him very fondly. This is a song, The Mississippi John Hurt. On a frosty night, it was beginning to snow, and down the city streets, the wind began to blow. We all came to the cellar, we all emptied the bar, to hear a little old feller play a shiny guitar. Did you hear John Hurt play the Creole bell, the Spanish Fandango that he loved so well? Did you love John Hurt? Did you shake his hand? Did you hear him sing his Candyman? Help me sing that chorus now. Did you hear John Hurt? Ready? Did you hear John Hurt play the Creole bell? Play the Creole bell, a Spanish fandango. Spanish fandango that I love so well. That he loves so well. Did you love John Hurt? Did you love John Hurt? Did you shake his hand? Did you shake his hand? Did you hear him? Did you hear him sing his Candyman? On a straight back chair, with his felt hat on, he tickled our fancies with his apple on. And everybody passing down McDougal Street will cock their heads and listen to the tapping feet. Did you hear John Hurt play the Creole bell? Spanish fandango, Spanish fandango that he loves so well. Did you love John Hurt? Did you shake his hand? Did you hear him sing his Candyman? On a frosty night, it was beginning to snow, and down the city streets the wind began to blow. We all came to the cellar, we all emptied the bar to hear a little old fella play a shiny guitar. Last time down, did you hear John Hurt play the Creole bell, the Spanish fandango that he loves so well? Did you love John Hurt? Did you shake his hand? Did you hear him sing his Candyman? Did you hear him sing his Candyman? Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, you know, it was the experience of working alongside John Hurt at the Gaslight in Greenwich Village that I'm sure gave me the inspiration to write this song. It's kind of in John's style. It goes back to 1963. Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you're gonna let me get sober? Let me alone, let me go home, let me go back to start. Let me hear you do it. Lovely. Rambling around this dirty old town, singing for nickels and dimes. Times get tough, ain't got enough to buy a little bottle of wine. Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get sober? Let me alone, let me go home, let me go back and start over. Little hotel, older than hell, dark as the coal in the mine. Blankets are thin, lay there and grin, cause I got a little bottle of wine. Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get sober? Let me alone, let me go home, let me go back, start over. And pain in my head, bugs in my bed, pants are so old that they shine. Out on the street, tell the people I meet, won't you buy me a bottle of wine? Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you're gonna let me get sober? Let me alone, let me go home, let me go back and start over. A couple years ago, Judy Collins reminded me that even though I'd written the song, she recorded it before I did. Na 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 na. She wondered whether I had ever written any more verses to go with the original set, and I said, no, but wait a minute. Being no dummy, you see, I'd love to have her record the song. I could use the royalties, and so I got a pencil and paper, got busy.
I went to the zoo for an hour or two, and the weather was pleasant and fine. While wandering by, a gorilla said, "Hi, would you have a little bottle of wine? Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you're gonna let me get sober, let me alone, let me go home, let me go back and start over." And while struggling through to meet the latest guru, I was the 200th person in line. I turned to a friend, it's all the same in the end. Why don't we get a little bottle of wine? Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you're gonna let me get sober, let me alone, let me go home, let me go back, start over.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, this song was written a few years ago because someone asked me to write it. A guy came up to me after a concert and said, "You got to write a song for me." And I said, "What about?" And he told me he had read something in the newspaper the day before which had so upset him that he'd been counting the hours till he could get to me and get me started on this song. And I said, "Well, hold on, this sounds like serious stuff. What did you read?" And when he told me what he'd seen in the papers, I too felt a little terror run down my spine. I said, "Sir, I'm your man. I'll do my best, although I don't know if I'm equal to this challenge, but people have definitely got to be warned about this one. Humankind has survived some disasters for sure, like locusts and flash floods and flu. There's never a moment when we've been secure from the ills that the flesh is heir to. If it isn't a war, it's some gruesome disease. If it isn't disease, then it's war. But there's worse still to come, and I'm asking you please how the world's gonna take any more. In 10 years we're gonna have 1 million lawyers, 1 million lawyers, 1 million lawyers. In 10 years we're gonna have 1 million lawyers. How much can a poor nation stand? Everybody now. In 10 years we're gonna have 1 million lawyers, 1 million lawyers, 1 million lawyers. In 10 years we're gonna have 1 million lawyers. How much can a poor nation stand? The world shook with dread of Attila the Hun as he conquered with fire and steel. And Genghis and Kublai and all of the Khans ground a groaning world under the heel. Disaster, disaster, so what else is new? We've suffered the worst and then some. So I'm sorry to tell you, my suffering friends, of the terrible scourge still to come. In 10 years we're gonna have 1 million lawyers, 1 million lawyers, 1 million lawyers. In 10 years we're gonna have 1 million lawyers. How much can a poor nation stand? Oh, a suffering world cries for mercy as far as the eye can see. Lawyers around every bend in the road, lawyers in every tree. Lawyers in restaurants, lawyers in clubs, lawyers behind every door, behind windows and potted plants, shade trees and shrubs, lawyers on pogo sticks, lawyers in politics. In 10 years we're gonna have 1 million lawyers. How much can a poor nation stand? In spring it's tornadoes and rampaging floods, in summer it's heat stroke and drought. It's Ivy League football to ruin the fall. It's a terrible scourge without doubt. There are blizzards to batter the shivering plain. There are dust storms that strike, but far worse is the threat of disaster to shrivel the brain. It's the threat of implacable curse. In 10 years we're gonna have 1 million lawyers, 1 million lawyers, 1 million lawyers. In 10 years we're gonna have 1 million lawyers. How much can a poor nation stand? How much can a poor nation stand? Thank you very much. See you tomorrow. Thank you.
Tom Paxton.